Hey, we're back here at the Double Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. We're talking with Kat of Mala Yoga Center in Monona. Kat, I think, you know, one thing that's really powerful about different types of activities we can do, right, to unplug from technology, to unplug from the busyness of our lives, all these different things that kind of clog us up at times. Yoga is such an incredible activity for that because, you know, it does so with, you know, you get physical activity, but it also helps recenter that mindset and that brain. So tell people about some of the types of groups and individuals that you've been able to affect in a positive way by helping them with yoga.
Yes, thank you. So we're really fortunate to be reaching quite a wide audience here because as an old yogi once said, there's only one type of person that can't do yoga, and that's a lazy person. So all you need to do is find your way to the mat and you'll immediately start receiving the benefits. So we like to serve everyone because there's not just one type of person that can benefit from yoga. We have three weekly free classes for veterans. One is sponsored, supported through Connected Warriors organization. The other is through the HUA organization here in Wisconsin. We also offer yoga for bigger bodies. We call that our BBY class, bigger bodied yoga. We also have scholarships for people to practice. It's called our Allyship Fund. And that's for the LGBTQ plus population, BIPOC, and disabled community. Anybody can come. You don't have to have a financial need to take advantage of that. And then finally, we partner with the Trini Foundation, which provides yoga scholarships to people who are in recovery. And then also I have an awesome kids program. I have an after-school kids yoga mindfulness program and a full-fledged summer camp that's been running for 2 years now. So I love to work with kids, and it's great to see their young, open minds just soak up all this knowledge like a sponge and bring their kindness out into the world.
Oh, that's fantastic. And what an array, like you said, so many different types of people. I think that's another great thing about an activity like yoga is that anybody can do it, like you said, which is fantastic. We did get a text question here from one of our regular listeners wondering what the age ranges are for the kids groups.
Yeah, so elementary age students, K through 5, is the programs that we're currently offering. We plan to hold a series for teenagers coming up in the spring. Happy spring tomorrow. And that's going to be focused on, you know, mental health, using yoga to relieve anxiety, to make the body feel better, and to help increase focus and awareness, self-awareness. So
I think that sounds like something, all things most of us could use
a little bit
in our lives, a little more. We're talking with Kat, the owner of Mala Yoga Center. The website, malayogacenter.com. I see you have a guest in the video, Kat. Who is this?
That's Asha. She likes to eat all my plants. I'm streaming from home because there's classes going on at the studio all day. So
fair enough. Yeah, she was very cute. So I did want to, you know, something you said too, and some of the benefits you just talked about. And then you mentioned working with veterans. Man, how impactful that could be and how necessary that could be, you know, especially with some of the trauma and some of the experiences that so many veterans have gone through.
Yes. Yeah. So the class that Connected Warriors offers are specifically trauma sensitive classes. The teachers are trained to hold very safe space for people who can easily be triggered due to PTSD and other experiences. And it's a very gentle yoga. We leave the doors open so people can leave if they need to get some air. And it's a really beautiful group of people that come together every week for that. And then our class on Sundays through HUA is more geared towards the active military people or veterans who are just have more of an active lifestyle and are looking to get more of the physical strength building benefits of yoga.
I think that's wonderful too when you think about the different types, different atmospheres you can create, also the different approaches You know, how you work the body and how you, you know, whether you're going for more flexibility or you're going for more strength building, or, you know, exercise, muscle building, things like that. I think it's wonderful. And so to have different plans, because you need to have, right? It's a different approach every time. You do a very different type of yoga in each of those scenarios. So tell people how much did you have to learn in order to identify all those different pathways to achieve those types of results from yoga?
Well, I've been a student of yoga for over 20 years now. So just over the years, I've been fortunate enough to encounter different types of training. I did do the Connected Warriors training, the trauma-sensitive training, and I learned a lot from it. And it's a completely different approach to teaching and practicing yoga. And, you know, throughout my years of studying and doing trainings, there are so many different styles of yoga. And the beautiful thing about it is that it's so completely beneficial. It benefits the mind, the nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system. It builds strength. It increases flexibility. You're going to benefit from it no matter what you're looking to get out of your time on the mat.
I love that you work with kids, as you mentioned before. Right now you said K through five. Are there things in the works, plans to try to connect with teenagers, go beyond that age range?
Absolutely. So the K through five program is an after-school program. Kids just come right after school. We do snack, yoga, crafts, mindfulness, meditation, gardening, all sorts of things. And then for the middle schoolers, for preteens and for teenagers, we like to hold just classes where they're doing, you know, like a 6-week series and really diving deeper in, because they're at a different maturity level. So they need something a little different. Although I've had my program running long enough that I have middle school graduates that come back and they volunteer and help out with the kids and even teach yoga classes. It's just amazing.
Oh, that's fantastic. Team building through that process too, the experience they get, that's wonderful. I was just thinking about my daughter because she's kind of right on that preteen age. But I know if you put her in a class with a bunch of adults, she would be very uncomfortable and not want to do it. But if you put her in a class with, you know, other kids her age, then she'd be a lot more comfortable to participate.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Once they get a little later in high school, they're ready to join the adults. But that preteen to early teen time is a really sensitive time. So we want to hold a really special space for them to feel safe.
I love that you include a snack too, because that's usually the first thing that happens whenever the kids get home is find a snack, find some food, and then we're ready to do something else. So we're talking with Kat, the owner at Mala Yoga Center in Monona. Kat, I know you also mentioned working with so many different types of groups, age groups, but also different types of demographics. Not everyone has done that, you know, with their business and just looking at yoga businesses to do that. So why was that so important to you to kind of specify and reach out and identify to let those groups know that, hey, you're welcome here. We're going to make this class work for you.
Yeah, thank you. I really see yoga as a tool for social justice. The Western culture, unfortunately, has kind of taken yoga and turned it into this thing that skinny, young, pretty white women do. And that's just not true. It is for everyone. It is India's gift to the world. And India wants the whole world to experience this beautiful practice and all the benefits of it. So I see it as my duty to make as many opportunities for that to happen as possible.
Talking with Kat Casey over at Mala Yoga Center. Again, the website, malayogacenter.com. Kat, if someone's new and wants to sign up for a class, how do they do it? What's the easiest way to connect?
So they can just send us an email. They can find that on the website, or they can just sign up directly on the website. Any new student gets a complimentary wellness consultation. We sit down with them, find out what their goals are, and then make specific recommendations based on those goals, because we want everybody to have a really beautiful experience and to feel like our community is their community.
I think there's so many transformative things that we can do currently, especially when we take the time or make the time to step away from a lot of the busyness in our lives. And I love the fact that yoga is kind of a, I don't want to call it an excuse, but it's a purposeful way to do that, right? It's not a forced way to do it, but it's a purposeful way to do that. And then the growth that can come from that and perspective that's gained from it, from slowing down, just, you know, on a regular basis and committing to that, I think can be so beneficial to us in our overall health and our overall lives. So I really appreciate the work you're doing at Mala Yoga Center. Again, Kat, tell people where you're located and the easiest ways to reach out to you.
Yes, Mala Yoga Center, 5734 Monona Drive, malayogacenter@gmail.com, www.malayogacenter.com.
Thanks so much for your time today, Kat. That is Kat Casey, the owner of Mala Yoga Center, formerly Jamaica Dave's.
But now it's Taco Bell.
And Taco Bell. It's a beautiful space, and you're doing a lot of wonderful work for so many people. Thanks for your time, Kat, and all your work and what you bring to our community, the value you bring to our community.
Thank you so much, Jason.
Hey, have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll be back on the other side of the break.